I think a core principle to start with is that there are many paths to greatness. I mean, each one of these guys who's really world-class is doing it his way. And he's harnessing his eccentricities. He's cultivating his or her strengths as a way of life. There's not an excessive focus on weakness. There's just an embracing of deep study of the preconditions to someone's finest moments of expression and building lifestyles around it. And that's a lot of what I do, is help people understand what makes them tick on a very, very deep level relative to the cognitive biases, where they're locked up, and where their greatest insights come. What kind of external conditions, what kind of internal conditions. And the ones who are really at the top are people who have mastered this art of deep introspection and taking the result of these introspective processes and turning them into training systems and into a way of life. And it's fascinating how the process works. I mean, what I do with these guys is if after I do my initial diagnostic process, I have ways of revamping their daily architecture, the way they live their life, so that they're, for example, aligning their peak energy periods with their peak creativity work. They're building lifestyles that are just relentlessly proactive, as opposed to reacting to inputs. They're building a daily architecture which is based on maximizing the creative process. And if you think about this relative to most people, a simple case in point is email checking, right? Most people, when they finish a break, even top guys in industries, when they finish a break, whether they wake up first thing in the morning, what do most people do? They check their email. Mm-hmm. When they come back from a workout, whether they check their email. When they come back from lunch, whether they check their email. And so what you see is this, whenever they're coming back from something after a break, they're soaking in inputs, and so they live this reactive lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Their creative process is dominated by external noise as opposed to internal music. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what I work on with guys is creating rhythms in their life that really are based on feeding the unconscious mind, which is the wellspring of creativity, mm-hmm. information, and then tapping it. So, for example, ending the workday with high-quality focus on a certain area of complexity where you could use an insight, and then waking up first thing in the morning, pre-input, and applying your mind to it, journaling on it. Mm-hmm. Not so much to do a big brainstorm, but to tap what you've been working on unconsciously overnight, which, of course, is a principle that Hemingway wrote about when he spoke about the two core principles in his creative writing process were, one, ending the workday with something left to write.
Yep. Often mid-sentence, even.
Right. So not doing everything he had to do, which most people do because they feel the sense of guilt if they're not working. You and I have discussed this at length. But leaving something left to write and then waking up. And then second principle, release your mind from it. Don't think about it all night. Really let go. Have a glass of wine. Then wake up first thing in the morning and reapply your mind to it. And it's amazing because you're basically feeding the mind complexity and then tapping that complexity or tapping what you've done with it. And, I mean, this rhythm, you know, the large variation of it is overnight. Then you can do microbursts of it throughout the day before workouts, pose a question, do a workout, release your mind after workout, return to it, and do a creative burst before you go to the bathroom, before you go to lunch, before anything. And there's ways of systematically training yourself to generate the crystallization experience, the aha moment, that can happen once a month or once a year. A lot of what I do is work on systems to help it happen once a day or four times a day. And when you're talking about guys who run financial groups of $20 to $30 billion, for example, if they have a huge insight, that can have unbelievable value. Mm-hmm. And so if you can really train people to get systematic about nurturing their creative process, it's unbelievable what can happen. And most of that work relates to getting out of your own way at a very high level. It's unlearning. It's the constant practice of subtraction, reducing friction.